Mother Nature didn't give you any breaks at all on that one, did you, last night?
Yeah, that was kind of a different occasion for the Shrine Bowl. We had two weather delays, and, you know, you looked at the radar constantly as we were up there sitting around. You know, we were like, man, I don't know if we're going to get this in tonight. And we're just so happy they did. And, you know, everybody hung around, and we ended up starting at 8:30, and it rained for a little bit. And, you know, everybody was, you know, wet and soaked. But you know what? The kids came out in both squads and were excited to get back out and play. You know, they started the game on – well, it was a little bit of delay there even, and they started the game. And South didn't start very good. The North squad, the Tilford kid from North Platte, took it all the way down on a kickoff return deep in South's territory. And one play later, it was a touchdown. And so North definitely had all the momentum early. And then we had those weather delays, and, you know, the South just came out of those weather delays, and it just felt like the momentum completely shifted, and they really took control and made some real – they just really kind of controlled the game from there on out. And so just proud of the South squad. That's where our two guys were, Adam Duggar and Eli Kaler, and both of those guys played pivotal roles in that 17-7 victory, and it was pretty fast paced. Once they started at 8:30, they made a decision to go to running clock. It was a 1 minute halftime. You know, they didn't bring the band back out there. Normally they'll have the band, which is a pretty big deal. But with it raining so much and everything, the band didn't perform at halftime. And so it was a 1 minute halftime. We got back out there. So the game really kind of zipped on by, but it was a good competitive game, but it was neat to see the South kind of take control and win it.
Eli on offense, and Adam played mostly defense. Those guys looked pretty sharp, didn't they?
You know, starting with Eli on offense, Eli played a lot of right guard for him. And, you know, after the game, Eli and I talked for a little bit. And, you know, just the different schemes that you're not used to when you do something for so long. And I'm talking about him playing here at McCook. We have a specific offensive scheme that we operate here, and he's been doing that his whole life. And then you go to the Shrine Bowl, and you're being coached a whole different scheme, and that's different. But that's kudos to him, and he's that kind of player, and that's why he was down there playing in the game. He was able to pick it up and did a really nice job. You know, when our guys were in, I really just zoned in on them and wanted to make sure I was watching them and seeing how well they were doing, and they both were doing great. And there was one in particular play, Eli. They were down in Norse territory. He pulled on a trap play, I guess, and kicked out. And he along with his other offensive line counterparts, but his kickout block was the key that sprung that play, and they scored on that play. And so those are the memories you remember from those games, is making those key plays. And so Eli had plenty of those and played a bunch on the offensive line, and that's where they had him for the game. And then, you know, Adam played a lot on defense at the safety position, really played what we would say some high safety that he played a bunch for us when he was, you know, played for us. And then they dropped him down in more of a nickel type outside backer position. But there wasn't too many plays Adam wasn't on the field. And, you know, in a game like that where you got 40 plus players on your roster, the coaches understand the importance of trying to get all the kids in. So there is a set rotation to make sure, yeah, they want to win the game, but more importantly, you know, the kids are selected. They want them down there to play. And so that definitely took place. But I would say Adam played a lot. He was out there, whether it was at high safety, at that nickel position, and really did a really good job. It was just, you know, I think you could sit here for a while and talk about, you know, what he's been through and how his senior year ended, unfortunately, on a leg injury. And to see him out there playing in that game, That was pretty special. That's pretty neat for what he's done and battled back. Had a great track season, but it was just something special to see him put the pads on one more time. You know, we're going to do it again here this week in the Western Nebraska All-Star Game, and excited to coach both those guys up again along with Lucas and Jacob. But just seeing both of those guys out there on the field, and you know, and then back to Adam, you know, just what he's been through. That was pretty neat.
Coach Gross and you, part of the staff and everything. It's going to be interesting. You always wonder where the guys are going to be positions for the next week. I think Eli's probably back in the offensive line, but maybe with, you got Jacob Gomez-Wilson, you got Lucas in there, Adam, maybe go more offense heavy with me with those guys possibly this week.
That's definitely the projection right now, you know, starting with Adam. We're looking at playing Adam at quarterback, which, man, he was one heck of a quarterback for us this year. True dual threat, can run it, pass it, and so excited to get him back under center, shotgun, and see him at the quarterback position. So that'll definitely be the projection for him right now. And I should say the roster number is a little bit smaller than the Shrine Bowl, so the guys are going to have the potential to go both ways. Adam will definitely have the opportunity to go both ways, whether that's at quarterback or safety. You know, Eli's going to primarily play on the offensive line. We'll definitely plug him in there at a guard position, and he'll be definitely a huge force for us in there. But as I said, with, you know, the roster number being 32, he'll have to play some defense, and we most definitely want to get him on defense as well. He was a two-way starter for us, just like all these guys on both sides of the ball. So that'll be neat to get him up there on the offensive line as well as the defensive line. And then obviously when you talk about Jacob and Lucas, really excited to get four of our McCook players up there in the game. And so that's neat to have all four of those guys. And so we'll add Lucas, Gomez-Wilson, and anybody that paid attention to track this season, he's going to be a mismatch just like he was his whole career at the wide receiver position. And so that's where we have him slated right now. And going to find a way to get Lucas the ball some more. And usually he finds a way to get open just from pure athleticism and speed. So we'll look forward to getting Lucas back out there and playing in the game. And then obviously Jacob with his versatility. You know, we'll just kind of have to see where he's at with his injury. He did have a hamstring injury during the track season there at the latter part. He's going to make the trip up there, and we're going to do everything we can to try to get him on the field for one last time, because this will be his, you know, final game, Lucas's final game. You know, Adam committing to NDSU for track, which is really exciting. So three of the four guys, this will be the final time they'll strap it up. Eli is obviously going to go on the morning side, but just looking forward to get back up there. And as I said, with Jacob, he'll play some tailback for us, obviously, and some secondaries. So we'll definitely use the MC guys everywhere we can, along with some really, really other good players. Really love the roster we have, and just excited to get up there and meet the guys and build those relationships and see if we can pull it out on Saturday and get a win.
Coach Gross hasn't done this for a couple of years. Is he going to need some help, or no, it's no big deal? He knows what he's doing out there, doesn't he?
It's going to be like riding a bike, and so it's going to be neat getting back out there with Coach when, you know, you've been with him for so long, and, you know, he stepped away, and rightfully so for his decision to step away from the game a little bit, given where things were at with him. But it's just really neat to get Coach back out there and gonna, you know, be the head coach of our squad. And I really feel like we've got a really good coaching staff, with obviously him leading the charge, and Coach Altuk from North Platte, Coach McClain from Holders, and then myself here. I feel really good about the staff we have, and, you know, we've been working hard to build this team and go up there and put the guys in the best position. And ultimately, it's an all-star game. You want to go out there and put the kids out there and fly around and, you know, see if you can go win the thing. And so we'll definitely prepare for that all week and be heading up there on Monday as coaches, and the kids will be coming in on Tuesday, and we'll be rocking and rolling. Next thing you know, it'll be 7 o'clock at Scott's Bluff, and we'll be playing.